Bob Flavin is with me on the line today. Bob, you got in touch. You might tell us about the issue that you're having at the moment.
I live in Fort Lewis, which has a direct train line to Houston Station. The nearest from there to James, the price of the train ticket. And when I sent my wife to go on a day return, it had about a 4 hour, it's over €50.
So you're travelling from Portlaoise to Dublin to Houston Station for cancer treatment, and did you say the ticket for just yourself is over €50 return?
For myself and my wife.
For yourself and your wife, apologies.
Return is about €25 per person. You must have a month in advance, it would be a bit cheaper. But that's not the way hospital appointments work. Hospital appointments come sometimes thick and fast, you know. You might have 2 or 3 calls in a week.
And how frequently are you getting treatment, is it?
Today I'm here for a pre-operative assessment. Yesterday I was here for an MRI. And the day before that was at St. Luke's Hospital. So 2 hospitals in 3 days.
2 hospitals in 3 days. So that's £100.
It just seems an exorbitant amount of money when I can drive to Dublin for less. So I can drive on a motorway in a diesel car. Park in James's, it's about €5 an hour to park in James's.
So it's cheaper to drive.
When you're bringing a wife or your family with you or some friends with you.
And I can understand that completely, Bob, because, you know, you're travelling up, it's a long day, there's a lot of hanging around. There's obviously the stress and all that goes with going through treatment. You want to have somebody there with you.
Often in hospital situations, the information from the doctors needs somebody else there to hear.
You do. No, I get that. You do. You need somebody there to just, an extra pair of ears to often sometimes just take it all in. But the cost of this is...
Of course, it's always nice when you're coming
out. Of course it is.
Hold your hand. Yeah. I'm just looking for solutions where I don't have to sit in traffic or, you know, just sit behind the wheel of a car. I want to just sit in the train and relax. But it's so expensive. It's insane.
It's as you said, it's £50 for you and somebody to travel up each day, and you could often have 2 trips in the course of a week, or maybe 3.
That doesn't guarantee you a seat. That doesn't guarantee you a quiet place to sit down. There won't be anyone in the train to help you if something goes wrong. But I can definitely guarantee all of that in my own private vehicle. I can sit in comfort in the car, no matter what happens.
How are you doing aside from all of that?
I'm mentally very messed up at the moment, simply because this is the second time around now.
And I know.
Behind all that, there is still cancer and it's not going away. I had 6 weeks of radiotherapy. That was last year. It didn't work. So more surgery. But we have an incredible team. And a great hope.
Well, look, Bob, look after yourself and hopefully if some of our listeners have advice or solutions, or maybe they've been in the same position as yourself over the years with transport up and down, they might get in touch with us. But thank you for joining us on the programme today, Bob.
Thank you very much.
Louise is on the line in Athlone. Louise, do you feel we get value for money when it comes to train services here?
Good afternoon, Andrea. Welcome back.
First,
I'd like to say to Bob and his wife, it's stressful enough travelling on public transport without having to suffer, you know, the symptoms or repercussions of getting treatment for an illness. But value for money, quality of service, yeah, those two things for me now definitely do not correlate with the cost of train tickets. You know, and in my experience, I've been using Irish Rail for numerous of years, and it is cheaper for me than to drive because I have a petrol, and that's, of course, my preference. However, the quality of service, it's always the same things over and over again that I have issues with, and I suppose it falls under the umbrella of an adequate service. And what I'd expect from that is an efficient, safe and reliable service, number one. Reasonably hygienically clean trains. And I'm not talking about spotless clean here now, but you want some, you know, a reasonable hygienic standard.
Do you feel,
you know,
they're not?
To the train that you're in. I absolutely do feel they're not. No, they're not. I know people eat on the train and everything else, but there's nobody obviously getting on to clean them, you know, even adequately enough. You know, we all know with airlines and stuff, they have quick turnaround, some of them, and you don't expect them to be, you know, shiny and spotless, but you do expect it to be reasonably hygienic.
You know, I would have assumed at the end of the route or the end of the service that I would have thought that the rail, the carriages were cleaned. Now, I don't know how frequently that happens, but no, I take your point.
You think that. Look, I'm not saying it happens all the time, but sometimes, you know, especially on a Friday or the end of the week or whichever else, you know, you just wouldn't pull down that tabletop.
So do you get the train much then, or do you deliberately drive?
I do. Yeah. I travel, you know, on a regular basis during the week, 3-4 times a week, you know, every week now for, you know, 5 years. Mm. So I'm fairly seasoned now when it comes to rail travel. And when it comes to the reservation system, you know, they're encouraging everybody to reserve their seat now. And I understand for those who are retired and travel by the train that they just, you know, hop on with their travel pass and they may not reserve a seat. But the chances are they will find one. You know, I mean, they may not sit together, but, you know, but sometimes that reservation system is not working.
But okay?
And it puts everything into chaos, you know, and you don't like to reject, you know, people from your seat. You know, especially if the system's not working. And for those customer service officers that are on board, when you want a friendly, approachable one, you know, and you want them to be able to deal with that. You know, I have asked on occasion, is the system not working or whatever? Oh, no, it's not working this morning. Sorry about that. Sorry about the inconvenience of that. You know, and especially the early morning train, they're very busy. You've got a lot of commuters on there. And, you know, I believe Irish Rail should foresee, you know, the amount of passengers that they're going to have on those, you know, early commuter times. And so that everybody can have a seat. Is it too much to ask for an extra coach or an extra two coaches or whichever else?
Yeah. How can we not foresee it? But you just feel overall, Louise, it's not for what you're paying for the price of the ticket. You don't feel you're getting adequate value for money.
No, it's not. Okay. It's not adequate value. No. As I said, you'd like for those that I pointed out, you know, to be consistent with that. You know, and especially at the time that, you know, we have this, you know, cost of living crisis, the public will scrutinise a service that's not up to par. It's going to happen.
What about you, Anita? Do you feel you get value for money?
No. Recently, I went up to one of the marches. And two of my friends came with me and they were charged. We're only coming from Newbridge, so it's 22 minutes. €18 return each, that was 36. Mine was cheaper because I'm lucky I have a student card till the end of September. And I could have driven up for about €10. I have a diesel car, obviously. Parked in, say, Leeson Park. It was a Saturday, so I could have parked there for free. And three of us would have got up for a tenner. So it's not value for money. And Newbridge isn't that far. And I know they're fighting to get the Salon fares and that. But they're asking people to leave the car at home and take public transport. But like Bob and his wife, and Bob, I'm very sorry to hear about your diagnosis.
I know.
But when you have train fares that cost €50 and driving, say, Bob might cost him 20 from Port Leash, and it's all motorway. But he wouldn't have that hardship of, you know, dirty trains, and his immune system is compromised with all the treatment. And you just want it clean for them. And it's obvious you choose the car then over the train. And it's not about convenience either. The high fares can wipe out someone's disposable income for that week. We don't know people's circumstances. And if they're attending hospitals, everything is just money, money. Car parking is money. The Greens are in government at pushing for more public transport use, but the solution is simple. Make it affordable for everybody. And
so cheaper fares, basically. Is that it? Cheaper fares is the solution to this?
Absolutely. Make it affordable for people. I like public transport because you can relax, like Bob said. You have a chat with people. You mightn't have seen people all week. And it's a nice trip. Like yesterday, I used loads of public transport because I was flying over here to Oxford. And it's just make it affordable for people. And speaking of hospitals, Bob mentioned he's going to James's. Have you ever tried parking at James's Hospital? It's impossible. You have to wait for a car to come out before you can get in. There's congestion.
Oh, really?
And when I know from experience, and when the new hospital opens, it's even going to be worse. So they have that stress as well, you know, if they're trying to get upstairs. Like I know from making a bit and attending James's, that if you're trying to get parking, you're waiting for somebody to leave the car park to get in. Most of us all have the same appointments. And then you're rushing and you're panicked, oh, you'll miss your turn. So you have that added stress as well. And that could be wiped out in an instant if they made the fares affordable. He gets on the train in Port Leash, he gets off in Houston, hopefully it's clean. He jumps on the Lewis, gets straight into James.
Because that's the thing, you've got to get from Houston then
and
over.
And you walk in. Yeah, and it's nice and convenient with the Arrow or the Lewis. Make it affordable for people, and you don't know their circumstances.
Make it that bit easier.
You can't ask people to leave the cars at home if you're not going to make it affordable for them.
Just on that, just a kind of a side note, but more to Bob's situation, Oliver's got in touch. She says, James's hospital definitely allow free parking for people having chemo. I think it's more, it's the cost. It's, he said himself, it's €50 round trip for Bob and his wife to travel from Port Leash to Dublin on the train. And we're asking today, are there solutions to that? I would have thought the Irish Cancer Society, I know from speaking to them before, they offer a service where there's drivers who will bring people. It's voluntary service that they do, and they bring people to cancer appointments and treatments for appointments in Dublin. I'm not sure about the logistics of how exactly that works. I'm sure many of our listeners will get in touch and tell us. Nikki is on the line. Overall, Nikki, do you think though our transport system, it is good value, do you?
I do, yes. I've travelled on Irish Rail trains for a few times, especially from Roscommon into Dublin. And for me, I think the price is pretty fair. It's less than €30 a return for myself. And I think when you compare it to like UK train prices, where some of the trains have been privatised, some of the routes and things like that, it's not exactly a smooth sailing or clean trains when you're in the UK. Like, London's a bit better because it's the capital, but when you're in Sheffield or whatever, like, I used to pay €15 and it was for like a 5-minute train journey. I couldn't walk it because it was a long distance. The train was quite fast between the two stations, but it was like €15 a return. So I think money-wise, it's pretty good. I think the fact that it's not been privatised is a great thing.
Okay, so €30 return roughly for you to travel from Roscommon to Dublin, and you're happy. You'd prefer to pay that, Nikki, than get in the car and drive.
Yes, I would, and I have done it on occasion as well. I've been quite happy to do it. Like, I have an electric car, so for me it's like cheap to drive through to Dublin as well, but parking can be a pain. So taking the train, it was cheap, easy to get there. I think fares wise it's pretty decent.
Bernard Mulvaney is with People Before Profit representative in the Dublin Bay North area. Do you have any solutions to Bob's situation, Bernard?
Hi, Andrew. Thanks very much for having me on. And want to send my best wishes to Bob. I've had enough experience with cancer over the last few years. What they're going through is so very, very difficult. The heap, you know, these kind of costs on top of people while they're struggling with an illness like that, it's just crazy. We've been proposing for an awful long time free public transport. In 2020, Luxembourg went free, and they've seen a huge increase in the take-up of their public transport by their citizens and a reduction in the overall car usage. We have to look at it. We're facing into fines just as it stands. If we don't do anything now with our climate targets, we're facing into fines in 2030 of €8.2 billion. Now, it's a no-brainer for me that rather than pay them fines, we would be investing in a public transport system that's free and frequent to everyone on the island. I mean, it's a case of, just looking at the fares on the Irish Rail website, like just a ticket to Kildare from Houston is €20. That's a day return, €20. So, like, that's €100 a week. I mean, people will look at that and they'll say, so that's not in any way appealing to be stuck on a train for €20 when I can throw a few quid in diesel or whatever. And if you're driving an electric car, actually they are so very much they're more financially when it comes to your outlay for your travel, they are very, very inexpensive.
Cost effective. It was Anita quoted, Anita, you said what, €18 return, wasn't it, to Newbridge?
Yeah, like it's 20 minutes to Houston, into Houston for that.
Yeah.
And that's two people were 36. I got a train fare for nine, say. But we could have got up there for a tenner maybe in diesel and free parking. So why would you not do that?
So what do you...
And I would prefer public transport because it's so relaxing. Yeah.
I love using public transport. I use it all of the time. Actually, very, very rarely, tend to use the car. I'll use public transport where I can. So what's the solution, Bernard, to all of this? Like, the budget coming up in the next month?
No, the solution, we're now, speaking of budgets, we're just after landing £14 billion. We did a costing at the last budget. We put forward a proposal and for around, it's sizable, £600 million. You would offer free public transport to the whole of the island of Ireland across the board. I think, looking at what we're facing into with fines alone, $8.5 billion, I think the taxpayer would be more than happy to see money going into free and frequent public transport as opposed to paying fines because we're not meeting targets. I mean, if you can offer now, there is investment needed, absolutely. Mm. But I mean, we can do it. I mean, the Lewis is a wonderful piece of infrastructure. That should be, personally, I believe, as a trial for a start in Dublin, that should be free. I mean, people can hop on and hop off. Tourists
and see what more people use
that.
It.
Of course they would. And our subventions are huge anyway. We already subsidise hugely our public transport system. And yet still, people are paying through the nose for that use.
A text here from a listener in Germany who says you can travel anywhere in Germany on public transport for a month for just €49. This will include the metro, the bus, the tram, the train. Only excludes the high-speed trains. You can book online. You get a barcode on your phone to show to the inspector. It's a subscription service, but you can also cancel it at any time. Would that be a thought, Bernard?
Well, it's a start, again. Looking at it... If we're really serious, though, I think it should be free. €49 is good. I mean, I don't think a lot of people could effectively argue against that. But as I said, it's only a start, I believe, personally. I mean, it's a case of, people, like we're hearing sort of the response to, would you use public transport? Well, I would, but it's too expensive, so it's cheaper for me to jump
it's
in the car.
Cheaper to drive, cheaper despite all of the hassle. Bernadette is on the line too. Bernadette, you wanted to make a quick point on this.
Yeah, I live in the UK and I come over to Ireland a lot and I get the train from Dublin to Sligo and I think it's great value. I book it in advance, a couple of days in advance, and it costs me €16. It's a three-hour journey. Now, to take a three-hour journey from London where I live to anywhere else in the UK would be up to £100 if you only book it like a couple of days in advance. I was just looking there now actually to go to Manchester this afternoon. If you just turn up at the station and buy it, you see people in tears at the station trying to buy a ticket on the day. It's £184
right.
To go to Manchester today from London. So I think it's really good value here in Ireland.
You should stop complaining.
It's relative.
Yeah.
It's
well, there
relative.
You go. Well, Nick makes the point. He says a family of six of us were on holidays in Biarritz in France last August. We took a bus and a train across the border to San Sebastian. It was €6 return each. Astonishing. £36 for return for the entire family. I shudder to think what the equivalent would be if we were to do that in Ireland. And another listener just on Bob Flavin's situation. Please tell Bob to ask if his local hospital or the hospital that he's attending, which is James's in Dublin, if they offer a free bus service. If not, the Irish Cancer Society and other charities possibly too may help with providing him with free transport. Best wishes. Hope it is a help. Thanks a million to that listeners for that text. The email as always, that's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Bob, Bernadette, Louise, Anita, and also Bernard Mulvaney there too. Thanks a million for joining us on the programme.